I do have a praise report.
Oh, yay.
A little praise report. Nevertheless, it's a praise report. So we've been praying for Hope's son, Lennox. Mm-hmm. And he's a little guy. He's young. I don't know. No more than four, I don't think.
Oh, wow.
But he's been in the hospital with some respiratory issues, mm-hmm. ICU. So yesterday they posted there it is. Update on Lennox. They are going to try to wean him off high flow oxygen and put him back to regular. He is back to drinking and is finally eating a little bit.
Oh, wow.
So this little guy hadn't been eating. He's been so sick since January 29th,
oh,
y'all.
Bless
and they've
heart.
Been in the hospital for quite a minute, for a long minute now. And let's just continue to believe and thank God for his complete healing.
Absolutely.
And them coming home from the city. They live around Cordell.
Okay.
So it's just been a lot.
Yeah.
And thank God for their church family, because while they were in the hospital, why Hope and then were at the hospital with her son,
mm-hmm.
one of the mothers, either her mother or the mother-in-law, was at the house with the older children.
Oh, wow.
And one of the other children got RSV.
Oh,
and
no.
then the mom staying with them ended up with COVID.
Oh, no.
But God put some people, you know, the church family came together and took them some food. And just, you know, it's really been the family for them. So
wow.
Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Yes.
And then Miss Mandy. Good morning, Miss Mandy. We love you, sister. Happy Valentine's Day. Ask us to pray for Deborah Hill. And then I would like to ask for prayers for my little sister.
Okay.
I'm not going to give the details, but I just know that today is a little rough for her.
Okay.
And she just needs some
God knows.
Some extra loving from the Father.
Oh, man. God knows. Precious Heavenly Father, we just praise you for this update on Lennox and that he's eating and drinking again. And, Father, that is huge. That is huge. That is body is beginning to receive that nutrition. And so, Father, we just ask that his body would do what you created it to do, and that it would begin to heal and be recovered completely, that these parents and this child can get back home and this family can be reunited and blessed and thrive with good health, Father. We thank you for this community that has rallied around them. And I just believe that you are showing off in the lives of all of these people. And so, Father, we thank you for complete healing and a quick recovery going forward. And, Father, I pray for Deborah Hill. I just lift her up to you. Don't know that situation, but God, you do. And so, Father, I pray that you would do what only you can do in her life, and that she would know that she knows from the inside out that you are doing it. And I thank you for that, Father. And Father, I lift up Monica's little sister, and I just pray that you would love on her special today. Father, from the inside out, just let her know that you hear her, that you are working in her life, that you are for her, that you love her. Father, whatever that need and that burden is, I pray that you would make that lighter today and give her a glimpse of your glory, to know that you are working out every detail for your glory and for her good, and that you are listening, and that you are hearing, and that you have a plan, and you are working that. Father, I pray for a peace that passes all understanding to just begin to well up inside her soul, that she would be reminded that her peace and her stability comes from you, and that you will not fail her in any way, shape, or form. That whatever this is looks big and huge, but it's small in the eyes of God because you are taking care of it. And God, I just pray for that revelation from the inside out. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beyond Game Changers, a GLOW meeting. Wednesday, 6 p.m. Thursday at Wynn. Okay, I was reading faster than I was thinking. When? It is going to be Thursday the 22nd at 6 p.m. at Janice's Home Cooking here in Elk City, 2103 South Main, Suite 8, Elk City, Oklahoma. For more information, you can call Lauren L. Hayes at 580-515-5608. It will be awesome. I did the Bible study Game Changers with them. And wow, it was awesome. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship is at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. We are back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Renee Kielhofer. Her title for this morning is Happy Valentine's Day. Love the one who loves you most.
That's it. Good. I love that. Almost sounds like a country song, but okay.
It does, doesn't it? We should write that.
We should.
For the Lord.
We should. Throw in a few pickup trucks and some, whatever, I don't know, along the way. Whatever. Anyway, let's get back to this.
We can leave the granny getting out of jail for Christmas part. Yeah. I was that granny one time, y'all. No joke, my son loves me so much he got me out of jail for Christmas.
Well, that's special. Hey, you know, we all have a story.
Yeah.
And that's what makes life fun. Well, let's get back to the Bible recap here. I did want to give you a little bit more information on that because it's such a great way to make the word personal between you and God. And you can do this with other people, but for me, it's like I didn't want to do this with anybody else. I wanted this to be my personal, intimate time
with God, and I have just loved it. And so you can find it on the YouVersion Bible app, and that's the one from Life Church, and it's the pic, you know, the little app emblem is a little brown Bible with gold letters that say Holy Bible on it. So just I had a lady the other day ask me what that looked like, so that's why I'm telling you that. But you can search for it in the Bible app. Just open it up and search for Bible Recap, and it will pop up. It is a blue and white little emblem, and it says Bible Recap, blue with white letters. And so it is a 365-day devotional. Don't let that scare you. I kind of have this little, you know, OCD personality that likes to check the boxes. And so, honestly, it has popped up on my Bible app before as a recommended devotional. And I saw 365 days, and I was like, eh. Because I'm doing good to get the box checked on 5 days. You know, I'm looking for the 3 to 5 day devotionals. Occasionally, you know, might do the 7 to 10 day, but that's once or twice a year, you know. And I just, you know, I just thought, man, I can't keep up with a 365 day plan. But here's what I want to tell you, because it hit me, you know, and maybe it's the Holy Spirit and maybe it wasn't, I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say God said, but I just had this thought, well, it doesn't matter if it takes me 3 years to get through this, because every time I do it, I'm learning more about who God is and who God is in my life specifically. I am nurturing and developing my relationship with Christ. So what if it takes me 3 years to get through a one-year program, as long as I'm consistently taking those steps? So, because what happens is when you have my personality, you know, you open up the Bible app and it said, open up your devotion and it says 4 days missed. And so then you just beat yourself up all day long thinking, you know, I'm such a failure. I can't even get in the Word every day and do this. You know, I can't spend 20 minutes every day doing this. And so I beat myself up because that's what the enemy wants me to do. And then I get discouraged and I just delete it so that it doesn't get worse than it already is. And so don't let the enemy win. Just keep pursuing, keep pushing forward, because nowhere did God say, you must read and study my word in 1 year to prove you love me. He never said that. Never. He just gave you his word and it's like, I love you. This is my love letter to you. And I know who you are because I created you, and I want you to get to know who I am. So let's have this conversation and spend this time together, and you get to know me, and I just want to love on you. You know, so I don't want to miss that. So if I miss 4 days, 15 days, I mean, that happened when I had the flu. I opened it back up, and I was like, 15 days, you know. But it's okay. I just pick up where I left off. Some days I might do 2 days. Some days I might do 1 day. There might be a day or two in there that I've still missed because of one thing or another. But I'm consistently staying with this Bible study. So I just encourage you to just do it, because I'm getting more and more invested in the main character of the story as I go on. And I'm finding myself wanting to get back in there and see what's next. You know, like, what's happening today? Like, remember when we used to all watch soap operas? You know, and you gotta watch it every day. Well, some days you can't watch it. So back in the day, you did the VCR, and then you would watch 3 episodes at one time, you know, or watch all 5 episodes on Saturday to keep up with what was happening to your character. Listen, I was a General Hospital, all my children, all the way for years. So
mine was Young and the Restless.
Oh, I like that one too. But my point is, you get that way
you can get that way through this Bible recap where you like you can't wait to get back in there. And you know, when you're watching those soap operas, you didn't beat yourself up if you missed 5 days, 10 days, because you had it recorded. So you could go back and watch it. Come on. Guess what? God's got it all recorded, and we can go back and read it. We're not going to miss 1 second of the story. Just do it. You know, and the more I get invested in the main character, the more and more I'm packing away truth from God's word. And it's that truth that sets me free and sets my mind at ease. And then I get the relief and the rest that brings me peace and the confidence that brings me joy in knowing that I have peace. It's just this cycle. And so I encourage everybody out there, consider doing this plan. And don't do it to see what God will do from you, but do it to get to know the one who loves your soul and who gave his life for you. Because this isn't fiction. This is reality. Jesus is the lover of my soul. He's the lover of your soul. Get to know him in a personal and intimate way. If you do that, I mean, really do that, according to God's word in Matthew 6:33, then all these other things will be added unto you. You know what that means? All these other things are the fruit of that, of those seeds that you're planting in your life through the truth of God's word and God's character. So when you are planting that in your heart, in your mind, in your life, the fruit is going to be, the harvest is going to be, all these other things that we think are so important going to be taken care of. And we can have confidence in that. So the more we understand that is just that it's just about who God is, the more we're going to rest in that experience. So this will lead you into genuine, heartfelt praise, not just lip service, which is what happens. It's not a method to be tried. I've said this over and over again for at least 20 years. Serving God is not a formula. It is not a formula to be worked. If I pray at this time, if I pray this way, if I do this thing, then God will move in my life. Then God will bless me. No. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. We cannot do enough. We cannot do it right enough to earn any favor from God. The favor and the blessing that we get from God is out of his love and his mercy for his creation. You know, I have this precious little granddaughter. I have like 9 grandchildren, but I have this one little girl that's my daughter's daughter. And if you're a grandmother, you know where I'm going with this, because your daughter, when she becomes a mother, suddenly you are the star of her life. And all she wants to know everything about when she's pregnant. She wants to hear all your pregnant stories. When that baby's born, she wants to hear how you coped with everything. And so I spend a lot of time with this, my little granddaughter, Winslow. She's 10 and a half months old, and she's absolutely precious, but you know, literally, she offers nothing to me except a smile when she sees me walk in. And that's enough.
Yes.
You know, that's enough. And so I am genuinely proud of her. I love her. I want to, you know, I want to show her off just because she's so precious. You know, so when I talk to you about my granddaughter, my love is genuine for her. And the more we get to know God, the more that praise in that conversation is genuine. You know, it's not just lip service. Yeah, I love my grandkids.
It's not just lip service. I would do anything for them. I would give them body parts if they needed it. I would bail them out of jail on Christmas. You know? If they need, if that was the need in their life, anything I can do to absolutely make their life better, I'm going to do. And that's how God is with us. And my grandchildren, my little 10 and a half month old granddaughter somehow already knows that. Mm. You know, when I walk in, we get this big smile. She reaches for Granny, but it took her some time. You know, she lived an hour and a half away, so I would go 4 weeks at a time that I didn't get to actually see her. So each time that I was with her, you know, it was a little building block. And it would take her a little bit to warm up to me until finally she got to a place where now she knows Granny's face. She knows who Granny is, and she knows Granny loves her because we've taken the time to build that relationship. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing that we need to do with God and get to that place where it's not lip service, it's not checking off the boxes, it's not doing what we were told would work to get God's attention. It's genuine, heartfelt praise, and that praise defeats the enemy. That genuine, heartfelt praise defeats the enemy. And prayer and praise go hand in hand. If you want to have an effective prayer life, develop a good personal relationship with the Father. You know, prayer is fellowship, friendship, and an opportunity to express gratitude for all that God is and all that he does. And again, the best way to get to know him is through his word. So let's look at it like this, and I'm going to try to make this story as short as possible. But say you meet this guy over the internet, and he seems really awesome, really sweet, really kind. He's emailing you, he's texting you every day. You're thinking, you know, man, this might be the one, and maybe I should meet this guy personally, you know, in person, face to face, and just see what he's like. And then all of a sudden, the texts and the emails stop. But he's writing you letters now, but you're not checking your mailbox. He's trying to make it more personal than online. So he's writing you letters, and those letters are packed full of information about how much he loves you and the reasons why he's no longer texting and emailing, because he wants to make it personal, but he's also on a mission. He's in a remote jungle somewhere trying to rescue women and children from human trafficking, and he has no signal, no internet, but there's a boat that comes in once or twice a week that delivers the mail and will take mail out. So he's writing you these letters, but you're not checking your mail. And so you're getting more and more discouraged, thinking, you know, he didn't care about me. It was all a lie. But the truth is, if you would be reading those letters, you'd be more in love with him than you were before, because he's sacrificing his life to rescue these people, and he's still taking time to write you letters every day to tell you what's going on in his life and how much he cares about you. And you would begin to see his true character and his true heart, and that he's better than you even thought he was. But you're missing out, because you're not checking the mail. So you're at home with feelings of hurt because you broke your last fingernail, and you got no one to talk to about it because he didn't care. He's not texting you. He's not emailing you. And so do you know, see where I'm going with this? We think this little deal in our life is such a huge deal, but if we'd get in the Word and find out what God is really doing, we'd figure out this broken nail is just a broken nail. It'll grow back, not a big deal. But if we just would check the mail, just check the mail. And even though you might not know exactly when he's going to be home, if you check the mail, He's telling you, when the mission's complete, I'll be back home, and I really want to see you face to face. And even though you might not know when he's coming home, if you were reading the letters, you'd be preparing. You know, you might be doing a little Weight Watchers in between. You might be getting you some facials. You might be exercising a little bit, buying some new clothes. Just so you're ready when you get that notice, hey, I'll be home tomorrow, you are ready. You're set. You've got your hair colored. You're ready, and you're presenting your best self for this man that you have fallen in love with because of his character. So it all happens because of communication, two-way communication. But if you don't check your mail and read the letters, you're missing out on what God is doing. Communication changes everything in every situation. So that's what genuine praise and prayer is communicating with the Father. And as we read his word, we begin to be more and more in awe of him, and our praise is more and more genuine because we can't believe this awesome God who loves everybody, who's rescuing everybody. He's a rescuer. The Bible says God is a rescuer. He loves me. And he took the time to explain it in the world's longest love letter ever. Read the letter. I dare you to read the letter. Whatever's going on in your life, God sees it, God knows it, and he cares about it more than we do. But we don't have to carry it. He is for us, and we can rest in that. Getting to know God makes our praise and prayers genuine so that they don't become mechanical lip service that really don't get any farther than the ceiling. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and commit our lives to him, we are entering into that relationship with him, that covenant relationship. And we need to protect and safeguard that relationship just like we would any other relationship. And I'm going to skip some of this because we are running out of time. But let me say,
you can go until 5 after.
I'm going to skip some of this because
I just wanted to do that because we started 5 late. So
I'm like halfway through, and I was so worried that I didn't have enough information. And I'm like, okay. So let me just encourage you to read the letter. Read the letter. And the Bible recap is a great way to do that because he really is the lover of your soul. And I have a great example that I'll just wrap this up with. I have this really, really close, dear friend. We've been friends for almost 25 years. She is precious. She has such a big heart. She genuinely loves everybody. She is the least critical, judgmental person I have ever met. She loves anybody unconditionally. She does not love the guy on the street more than she loves the CEO. You know, her heart is genuinely to show the love of Christ to everyone. And she's not flaky. You know how sometimes people are flaky about that, but she's not. She's just a nice person that you just really want to be around. And she and I met her at our church about 25 years ago. And we just became friends because she's friends with everybody. She loves everybody. But she has that ability to make me feel like I am special in her life, you know, even though I know she does that to every person. So to make a long story short, she and her husband bought some property out south of town years ago and built this beautiful house. Well, not long after that, my brother-in-law and his wife bought some land out there across the road from her. And he was telling me one day that he had gotten to know his new neighbors because he knew that I knew them well and that I was good friends with them. And he's like, "We got to know them really good, and we had a nice conversation with them down by the mailbox the other day. And, you know, she didn't have one good thing to say about you." said she was just ripping you up one side and down the other. And immediately my response was, you're a liar. And he was like, no, I'm not lying. She really said bad things about you. I said, you are lying through your teeth? Because, first of all, I know better. I know she loves me, and she does not talk about anybody, so you are lying. And then he just started laughing because he thought he was funny. Mm-hmm. But my point of the story was, and he was like, I was just kidding. I was like, I know you're lying. And here's the deal. Because I really know her, I knew that was a lie. I knew that was not true, and it was impossible for this to be true because I know her. And I have seen her in situation after situation after situation where she had the opportunity to be critical and judgmental and chose love. So I knew she wasn't having some random conversation at the mailbox tearing me apart because that's not her character. You see what I'm saying? So if we take the time and read the letter, we get to know the character of God. And when Satan tries to lie and tell us something different, we immediately recognize that lie. We can call him out and say, you're a liar. That is not true. I am loved. God does care about me. He is for me. You are a liar. You are defeated. He is almighty and you are nothing. Because I know who God is. And I know He loves me, and His mercy is new every morning. And even if I screwed up a while ago, there's a fresh batch of mercy for me. He's not turned His back on me. He loves me. And Satan, you are a liar. Therefore, the fruit in my life will be victory because I'm on God's side and He's on mine. So, happy Valentine's Day. Jesus loves you more than anything. Satan is the destroyer of your soul, but Jesus is the lover of your soul. Get to know Him and let Him love on you.
Amen. I read, someone gave me the book Battlefield in the Mind by Joyce Myers.
Yes.
And it was in a time where I had just turned back to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still had it was a bad war zone. It was the war zone in there. And I read that book a couple times now, and it really helped me realize that when a thought comes, I have the not just the right, but I have the responsibility.
Yes. Yes.
I have the right and responsibility to grab that thought, examine that thought, and line it up to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me time when those thoughts came, when the thoughts would come.
Mm-hmm.
Like suicidal thoughts, for example. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When a suicidal thought would come, I learned that I can take that thought and bring it into the obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, no. No. That thought does not line up with God's word.
That's
He
right.
is life.
That's right.
He is life.
That's right.
And devil, you're trying to take my life, but God gave me life, so that thought needs to go.
Amen.
Get.
And you know, I it's made me so much more aware of what I'm thinking.
Yes.
And if I'm starting to feel a little anxious or a little angry or a little sad, I will back up now and go, wait, what have I been thinking about?
Yes.
You know, because they're not life thoughts. They're death thoughts, because death thoughts reap a harvest of anxiety and tension and stress and suicide. Mm-hmm. But life thoughts
reap a harvest of joy and peace and confidence. And so what have I been thinking about? It has not been a God thought, you know? And so that's what's been so amazing to me, is just being aware of what I'm thinking about, because we just, so many times these thoughts just fall in our brains and we just let them camp there.
Yeah.
And we don't even realize that, because Satan is so subtle, we don't even realize that they're taking root and they're starting to produce a harvest.
Yes.
So I love that. Yes.
Good word. Thank you so much.
Thank we you love for you. Having me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love you guys.
We love you. God loves you. And Jesus loves you more than anybody on earth could ever imagine loving you. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, my beautiful little sister, Renee, and our beautiful sister in Christ, Renee Kielhofer, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.